Here's the good news. More Americans are getting out and going hiking and camping, which is great, except for the bad news. Many are unprepared. They lack the right equipment or skills, and they wind up getting lost and hurt. That's putting new pressure on first responders. North Country Public Radio's Brian Mann has this report.
This fall, a helicopter swept over a bog high in New York's Adirondack Mountains. A team of state forest rangers below scrambled over logs and muddy streams, part of the massive search for a New Jersey man, Alex Stevens, a hiker who vanished.
He's not very well prepared. I'll be real clear on that.
Forest Ranger Brian Dubé led the search. At a briefing for reporters, he sounded weary, exasperated.
We believe any what we consider warm weather clothing that he thought he had, we considered to be inferior.
This is happening more and more. Roughly one search and rescue operation a day last year in New York State, an even faster pace this year. While searching for Stevens, rangers kept getting other calls, one of them really serious.
They have uncontrollable bleeding and they're having trouble walking.
Another hiker had fallen.
Does that run us out of people? Yeah, so basically I used one half-tired ranger and one extremely tired ranger to go and mitigate another incident.
Across the U.S., many search and rescue teams and park managers report the same thing. More people hitting trails, but also more people turning up without the gear or knowledge needed to be safe. Dennis Lawson is editor-in-chief of Backpacker Magazine.
30 years ago, it took a little bit of work to find out where to go, looking up guidebooks, calling park services, getting a magazine.
These days, Lewin says, people find out about a cool mountain or a canyon hike on Facebook or Instagram, and they just head out without doing research or networking with more experienced hikers. Often their only real piece of safety equipment is a cell phone, which he says a lot of hikers actually use too quickly.
They're just calling for help because they can.
The pace of rescues is daunting. Yosemite alone sees about 250 search operations a year. A study of New Hampshire's White Mountains by the Boston Globe last year found hikers going missing every couple days. Another trend first responders see is a surge of day hikers lost in parklands located close to cities.
You can be at Red Rock Canyon, 20 minutes away from the Las Vegas Strip.
Brian Zink is with Red Rock Search and Rescue, a volunteer group in Nevada with more than 200 members. He says people head out thinking wildlands will be like a city park. They get turned around or run out of daylight. Zink described one recent case worked by his crews.
Three friends went out for a hike, no food, no water. They got lost and had to actually be airlifted. People don't plan ahead.
There's no central database of information on how often emergencies happen on state and federal lands or how many people are injured or killed. NPR was able to confirm a surge of missing and injured hikers in some parts of the U.S., but the data is localized. What's clear is that many first responders say they're overwhelmed, worn out.
Obviously, it's been a very busy summer.
Forest Ranger Brian Dubé in New York's Adirondack Mountains.
We've been lucky a lot this summer that we've had just enough people to get done what we needed to do, and everybody did it safely.
He means that none of his rangers or volunteer searchers were injured, but not everyone got home safe. In the Adirondacks alone, nearly a dozen people died in the backcountry this summer. That unprepared hiker from New Jersey didn't make it. He was found dead from exposure near a mountain summit. Brian Mann, NPR News.